Welcome to Scripture Beneath the Surface, an outreach of Preparation Ministries, a presentation to encourage God's people to embrace a life of holiness with purity of purpose. We realize that many may be offended by the encouragement to move away from the worldly lifestyle of today's church, but it is our hope that many will come to understand the message of 2 Corinthians 6:17 and 18. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. We bring this to you, for we believe Jesus is coming soon. Now here is our host, Randy Smith.
Hello. Thanks for being with us. Today, I'd like to talk about Babylon and the Tower of Babel. Now, something that I'd like you to notice before we get into the discussion today is that the word Babylon and the word Babel are from the same word, Babel. When the King James Version was translated, they translated the word Babel as Babel when referring to the Tower of Babel, but translated it as Babylon when referring to the city or kingdom of Babylon. Actually, the actual word in the original language is Babel for both the tower or the city. We first become aware of Babylon when we read about the Tower of Babel in the book of Genesis. Although God had given the commandment to go forth and replenish the earth, the people of that day decided that they would not spread out and replenish the earth, but contrary to God's directive, they would build a city and a tower which would reach to heaven in order to make a name for themselves in the earth. Now, the important thing to remember is that the people intended to exalt themselves. They wanted to lift themselves up instead of humbling themselves before God. They were prideful in their outlook instead of attempting to give God the glory he deserves. Now, the story of the Tower of Babel of itself is just a bit of history in our Bible. However, the representative symbolism is much more than that because it gives us insight into Satan's plan to take over God's throne. When you read about the Tower of Babel, there's a tendency to dismiss the story as just a small tidbit of history. However, the information we glean from this story is much more than just a small part of Earth's history. What the story of the Tower of Babel really does is to give us a short overview of the larger picture which is actually unfolding right now at this present time. Let me explain what I mean. There's a distinct personality in humans which causes us to want to exalt ourselves. It is the flesh nature, or which can better be described as the beast nature, like when humans act like animals instead of human beings. And just a note here, in the King James Version of the Bible, the word beast is used instead of the word animal. At the time of the translation, the word beast was the common name for an animal, whether that animal was a wild animal or domesticated. So when you read about the beasts in the Bible, it really refers to animals, either domestic or wild, or to the animal nature. Now, the single most important aspect of animals is that they lack reasoning abilities. They cannot use reason. They cannot contemplate something that is not tangible, and therefore they cannot contemplate God and His righteousness, nor can they consider the end of their ways and what lies after death. It is human beings to whom God gave the ability to reason. Human beings can contemplate intangible things, such as God and life after death. Therefore, it is humans who can believe the Word of God and can accept Jesus Christ as Savior from their sins. Animals only act and react to stimuli. They do not ponder the deep things of God. But then, neither do some humans. Although God has given humans the ability to use the powers of reason, They don't always use these powers of reason for their own benefit. And of course, these people will end up in hell, and then they will certainly understand very well who and what God is. Humans should use reason. They should contemplate the things of God. However, many humans act more like animals than like men. At the time of the Tower of Babel, many people rebelled against God, and instead of lifting God up and giving him glory, they tried to give themselves the glory. They tried to establish their own name in the earth instead of humbling themselves before God. To humble yourself is to get low. When you humble yourself, it means that you get down. You lower yourself. This is what people represent when they bow before kings and queens. Yet the people of earth refused to be humble. They refused to be low, to stay down beneath God. Instead, they tried to lift themselves up. The desire of their heart, according to Genesis 11:4, was to rise up to the heights of heaven. And this is the exact same concept which is applied to Satan in Isaiah 14. Let me read these verses and you can see the same concept there with Satan as we see with the people of Babel. Isaiah 14:12 through 14 says, "How are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How are you cut down to the ground, who weakened the nations? For you have said in your heart, 'I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High.'" Notice that Satan, long before the time of the Tower of Babel, did exactly the same thing as the people of Babel. He desired to lift himself up above the throne of God. He wanted a name for himself. He wanted the glory that should be given only to God. The people at the Tower of Babel were following in Satan's tracks. They were trying to lift themselves up. They were trying to exalt themselves instead of humbling themselves before God. In this current day, the Tower of Babel is again being built, and it is being built by the people of earth who have rejected God. And they are trying to build an earthly structure that will exalt themselves high enough to take the place of God. They have become convinced that God is no longer needed and that they themselves can bring to pass the gift of life. However, it is not by the word of God that they are attempting to do this, but by the seemingly miraculous inventions of science and technology. Of course, the materials they use far surpass the antiquated clay bricks and bituminous slime which were used to build the original Tower of Babel. Today, the materials which the people of Earth are using to exalt themselves are electricity, computers, cloning, biotechnology, and spaceships. The people of Earth no longer look to God for their provision, but have now begun to invent all kinds of technological marvels in order to establish humans as the all-powerful people of Earth. The quest of humans is for eternal life, but not through the power of God. The quest for eternal life is by scientific means. The people of Earth are trusting in the might and power of their own hands rather than trusting in the almighty power of God. This is really the reason that God caused the confusion of languages at the time of the Tower of Babel. The confusion of languages put a temporary stop to the people's quest for personal power. God himself said that if the people were left alone, then they would be able to accomplish anything that their minds could conceive. Yet, we look at the historical record of the Tower of Babel and laugh at the ignorance of these humans. Imagine trying to build a building with clay bricks and slime that would reach heaven. But God did not ignore their ignorance because he knew that this was just the beginning of Satan's plan to rise up to the throne of God. Actually, God put the stumbling block of the language confusion in their path in order to postpone the eventual end of time, which we are experiencing today. God knew what would eventually happen, but he postponed Satan's plan until these last days in order to fully reveal the ultimate wickedness of the beast nature, which is the nature of all human flesh. Now, although Satan has determined to exalt himself above the throne of God, we know that this is impossible and that Satan is himself just acting like an animal. God knows it too. However, Satan is deceived into thinking that he can actually take over God's throne. He will find out at the last day that he has been turned into an animal just as King Nebuchadnezzar was turned into an animal until seven times passed over him. But because Satan thinks he can exalt himself, he has also convinced many of the people of earth that they too can exalt themselves in the earth and lift themselves up to the place that they make a name for themselves instead of glorifying God. But God will show in these last days how Satan was prevented for a time from going full force with his plans. We can see that God prevented Satan from spreading his lies past a certain boundary. This is symbolically represented in Jeremiah 5, 21 and 22, which says, "Hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes and do not see, which have ears and hear not. Do you not fear me, says the Lord? Will you not tremble at my presence, who has placed the sand for the boundary of the sea by a perpetual decree, that it cannot pass it? And though the waves of it toss themselves, yet they cannot prevail. Though they roar, yet they cannot pass over it." Now, think of this. The lies of Satan are represented in Scripture by the waters of the sea. It is Satan's sea of lies, his sea of destruction. The solid ground is the rock of Jesus Christ, and it is on solid ground that we are supposed to stand. However, it is the waters of the sea which encroach upon the land and cause the solid soil to turn into muck and mire. The miry clay will cause your feet to get stuck. We humans were not made to walk in the muck and mire, but to walk on solid ground. God has placed the sands of the seashore as a barrier to Satan's sea of lies in order to keep the lies from destroying life. Yet, Satan's lies continue to creep up onto the solid ground, and the solid ground becomes mucky and swampy. If God were to allow the waters of Satan's lies to go past the barrier of the seashore, then eventually there would be no solid ground of earth on which we could stand. Eventually, if Satan had his way, the whole earth would be swallowed up by his sea of destruction, and the lies of Satan would destroy every last bit of solid ground. The result would be the drowning of every living soul in Satan's sea of destruction. His lies would overwhelm all the earth, and the people of earth would die an eternal death. And for a time, God prevented Satan from going forward to accomplish his goal. This is represented by the Tower of Babel incident, where God prevented Satan from establishing his plan. God confused the languages of the people, and the people stopped building the tower. This concept is also presented in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, where it tells us that God placed a hindrance to Satan until it was time to allow Satan to advance. At God's proper timing, the hindrance to Satan was removed. It was at this precise time that the work of the second beast of Revelation commenced. Now, this might be confusing at first, but think of this. The animal nature, the beast nature of Satan, has been at work for a long time in the earth. It was this beast nature of Satan that is referred to in Revelation 13 when it talks about the first beast, the first animal, that rose up out of the sea. However, it is the second beast mentioned in Revelation 13, which you should recognize as that beast nature which was allowed to go past the natural boundaries. Here, look at it this way. The sands of the sea create a natural seashore. and this is also a natural boundary to the waters of the sea. If it weren't for the sands of the seashore, the waters of the sea would eventually spread onto the solid ground of earth, and earth would be swallowed up, just as in the beginning before God created the dry land. In the book of Genesis, the earth was initially all water. There was no dry land. But think of it this way and ponder the symbolism that the Bible is giving us. The waters covered the earth because the waters represented the sea of Satan's lies. Satan's lies completely dominated the earth prior to God's creation. There was no dry land, meaning that the truth of God's word was not evident. This is also represented in the book of Genesis by the fact that there was no light. Before God's creation, there was no light, and there was no dry ground. In fact, there was no solid ground because there was no light. It is the truth of God's word that creates our solid ground. Therefore, it is the destruction of God's light that destroys our firm foundation, our solid ground. It is the lies that will drown us. We stand on the solid rock of Jesus Christ because He is the Word of God. It says this in the first chapter of the book of John. It tells us that Jesus Christ was the Word of God and that Jesus Christ was God Himself. It is the Word of God which is the light of the world. It is the lies of Satan that bring eternal darkness. The darkness, in the beginning, was over all the face of the earth, and therefore there was no dry ground on which to stand. The first thing God did was to say, "Let there be light." Once God had sent forth His light to the world, the dry ground could appear. The very next thing that God did was to separate the waters that were from above from the waters that were from below. Here again, right at the beginning of creation, the concept of higher and lower was established. God is the highest. He is up. Satan is the lowest, and he is down. It is God who should be high above all things, and it is Satan who should be the lowest. The people of earth should also be low in order that God might be exalted. God separated the waters of Satan's lies from the pure waters of God from above. To do this, God created the firmament, which is an expanse between two things. When we open our eyes and look, we look at the expanse between the earth and the heavens. We see light, and therefore we can begin to choose between the light of God's word and the darkness of Satan's lies. God gave the boundary to the seas in order to symbolically represent that He gave a boundary to Satan's lies. In essence, Satan's lies could not destroy the solid ground because his lies could not destroy the light of God. Jesus Christ is the rock, which is our solid ground. But Satan's sea of destruction has no place on which to stand, and therefore, without the solid rock of Jesus Christ, we would drown. And here's something important. If Satan's lies are waters that can drown us, waters of lies which can destroy the solid ground by destroying the truth of God, then why would we want to play in the miry clay by the shore of Satan's sea of destruction? If we play in the muck and mire of this earth, it is only a short skip and a hop before we land in the sea of destruction and drown and lose our eternal soul.
We hope you are enjoying today's message. If you would like a copy of today's program, listen after Randy's closing thoughts for our contact information. As long as the Lord enables us, we will provide all of our materials free of charge. Please be assured that you will not be asked for any donations. We believe that God will supply our need as He sees fit. God's word is freely given. Now, once again, here's Randy.
God placed the seashore as a boundary to the sea in order that the sea would not encroach upon the solid ground and cause the destruction of the earth. This means that God has placed a boundary to Satan's lies in order that the truth of God would not be destroyed. If the truth were destroyed, then there would be no solid ground on which to stand, and all the people of earth would lose their eternal souls. However, in order to bring to pass the end of times, and in order to establish truth on the earth, God has removed the barrier to Satan's lies, and now the waters of his sea of destruction have crossed the barrier and have begun to encroach upon the dry land. This means that Satan has been allowed in these last days to reestablish the communication between the people of earth, which was first lost at the Tower of Babel. God knew that if the people had been left alone, they would eventually be able to accomplish their goal of exalting themselves up until they took over the ruling place of God's throne. And surprisingly, God could be destroyed just by destroying truth itself, and without truth, all people would die. It is the truth of God's word which is the light, and it is the light by which we can see where to walk in order that we do not fall into the abyss of Satan's darkness. But God has removed the hindrance, as it says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, in order to allow the people of earth to come to the realization that God is the omnipotent God. The people of earth must become subject to Satan's extreme plan of action and must be subjected to his lies until such time as it is evident that everyone would be lost if God did not stop it prior to the fullness of time. Jesus tells us that if the time were not shortened, then even the very elect people of God would be deceived and would be lost. These last days have caused the greatest tribulation against the souls of man that have ever threatened the earth before. God has allowed Satan to pass the boundaries which were previously set for him. This is represented in Revelation 13 by the second beast. Through the working of the symbolic second beast, the people of earth have been allowed to create what was never before allowed. The people of earth have been allowed to advance much more than to build towers with bricks and slime. Now the people of earth have been allowed to create a whole world, social and technological structure, which is the most deceptive system of lies that humans have ever faced. With the harnessing of the fire of the heavens, the lightning that flashes from the sky, the people of the earth have been able to create a beast system that far surpasses anything that God's people have ever faced before. The very core of this system is the invention of motion pictures. These graphic images speak, just as was prophesied in the book of Revelation. When God removed the hindrance to Satan, the earth became subject to the lies of Satan like never before. Children are indoctrinated with evil before they are even old enough to go to school. The waters of Satan's lies have gone past the boundaries which were previously set and have encroached onto the solid ground. If God did not shorten the time, as he has promised he would, the waters of Satan's lies would eventually cover the whole earth. The dry land would disappear, and we would all drown in Satan's sea of destruction. However, we who love God and love his Son know that we can always stand on the rock of Jesus Christ. Satan's lies are only going to advance as far as God will let them, and then God will say, "It is enough." Never again will the earth return to being void, and darkness will never cover the earth again.
Thank you for joining us for Scripture Beneath the Surface. If you would like a copy of today's message, please contact us and ask for message number 144, Babel and Babylon the Great. We also have extensive studies available on the prophecies of Revelation, including such topics as Image of the Beast, the Mark of the Beast, and the Rapture. As always, there is no charge for any of our material. There are several ways to obtain our messages. If you are comfortable with computers, you may download our messages from our website. The website address is preparationministries.net. That's preparationministries, all one word, .net. However, we would be happy to send the CDs and message transcripts directly to you. Just contact us in the way in which it is easiest for you. Our postal address is Preparation Ministries, P.O. Box 475, Olivet, Michigan 49076. The address again is Preparation Ministries, P.O. Box 475, Olivet, Michigan 49076. Our email address is preparationministries@gmail.com. The email address again is preparationministries@gmail.com. You can also contact us by telephone. The number is 269-763-2114. That's 269-763-2114. Thank you again for listening to Scripture Beneath the Surface, and may God bless.